Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. There's a long-standing understanding that what kids learn in the home is as important as what they learn in school. Bringing the school teachers into the home and the results are impressive. Chances of student success are enhanced, and that's exactly what the St. Louis Teacher Home Visit Program, HomeWorks, is all about. How does it work, why, and how to get involved? Questions we'll put to our guests on today's program. Joining me in studio, Karen Kalish is the founder and CEO of HomeWorks. Chauncey Granger is the principal at Southeast Middle School in the Hazelwood School District, and Karen Evans is a teacher at the Patrick Henry Elementary School in St. Louis. Thank you all so much for being with us. Great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's get off to a start and explain what we're talking about here. Karen Kalish, I'll start with you. Give us that overview of what HomeWorks is all about.
Well, I want to respond to what you said right at the beginning about our parents being so important. They're the child's first teacher from the day they're born. And too many families are bearing children and think school will take care of it 5 years later. And they miss all that brain development and all that showing of how important education is. So we've got too many children who are coming to school 1 and 2 years behind, and it is impossible to catch up. And let me tell you why. They're only in school. Usually I make this into a Trivial Pursuit question of what percentage of a year do you think a child in Missouri is in the school building? And I get answers like 50%, 60%. And the answer is 13.9% of their entire year is in their school building. Very small. They sleep about a third of the time, and 53% is out of school with family and friends. That's all summer. That's every weekend. That's the rest of the day they're not sleeping or in school. So that's over half of their time is out. And when nothing educational academic is going on, the child can't progress. And they stay 1 and 2 years and then even more. So the most important thing we have to do outside, we don't touch the school part, is get parents engaged in their children's education. And that's what HomeWorks does.
Right from the get-go? I mean, at what age are you looking at
Well, we're using schools. We're in early childhood, elementary, middle school, and high schools. So many of them have little kids at home, 1 year old, 2 years old. And so we train our teachers on not only the third grader they're going to visit or the eighth grader, but the little ones at home and what mom, dad, grandmother needs to be doing. But first we have to build the relationship. Our teachers do not just go in and start saying, you got to start reading, you got to start talking, playing, singing. They have to build that relationship, build that trust with lots of parents who have been so disengaged and don't trust the school, don't come to school. We have to build the trust to then become co-educators, to become partners.
What do your studies show that this is actually doing? What progress is being made, and how has the learning process enhanced?
Well, our data has shown. Last year we took the school records of 3,000 students, and it's so exciting. We showed an increase of academic achievement in one visit and a greater achievement with two visits. We also looked at attendance, and attendance is huge. The kids have to come to school, and there are many reasons that they don't. So we found with one home visit, they were 13% less likely to miss 2 weeks of school. That's chronically absent. And two visits, it was 25% less likely. So this is laying the stage for us to do something called a randomized controlled trial, the most rigorous study of an intervention, and we're the only ones in the United States doing this. So next year, with the help of St. Louis Public Schools, we will be doing a study of these teachers who want to do home visits. Half will be allowed to do them and half not, randomized controlled trial, and the second year, all of them, to show the power of this intervention. Yeah. And we are so excited. But let me tell you how it works. There's two visits a year. The first visit, relationship and trust building, and the second is about academics. If the parents will talk about academics the first year, go for it, the first visit. But some of them are a little skittish. Two people on every visit, the classroom teacher plus anyone else in the building. In Chauncey's building, we have janitors going on home visits, which has been just remarkable. So anybody else in the building who's been trained can be the second, the co-visitor. So two people on every visit, two visitors, two dinners at school, where we want them to come and and deepen the relationship and break bread together with the teachers. Two people in the building who already are there, but they make sure the visits get done, the data gets collected, there's fidelity to the model. And then, so it's that's the overview of how, and two trainings. You have to be trained. Many of our teachers are going into homes that are very different from their own in race, in class, in culture. They have to be trained. And that's the overview. And our goals are, and this is key, increased academic achievement, improved attendance, and that includes tardiness, improved behavior, and in kindergarten readiness and homework completion.
You've been doing it for 10 years now. And it's,
eight.
And it's
yes.
Close to 10 years. And it's working.
Oh, my gosh. But of course it would, because when parents and teachers work together, kids do better.
Karen Evans, let me turn to you. How is it working for you at your school, Patrick Henry Elementary?
Well, through home visits, it's become a united front with the parents and the teachers. And one thing that the parents have expressed is that they have so much appreciation at the fact that teachers care enough to come into the home, talk to them, and just really form a relationship with the child sitting there, the parent there. And teachers feel that they have a chance to really make this child successful in that process. We have a lot of young teachers who are coming into the school district, and this has helped them not to be discouraged when it comes to teaching. If you don't have a relationship with a parent to help you make that child successful, it will discourage a young teacher. Our teachers have gone that extra mile doing home visits. They get information. One of our teachers started picking up some kids that wouldn't come to school. She started dropping off at the house. Hey, she'd pick them up, bring them on into school. And it really built a very good relationship between that parent, and all of our parents just appreciate the fact that our teachers show that they care enough to come into the home and work with them.
But Chauncey, it really gives the teachers an opportunity to learn more about these kids, too, knowing where they come from and the kind of environment they come from. I'm sure it answers a lot of questions that the teachers might have about attitudes, discipline, that sort of thing.
It definitely does. And going back first to that relationship piece, it allows teachers to get to the root causes of some of the challenges that students are coming to school with. And once they have that perspective, then we can begin to build upon those relationships and then bring the academic piece in. It allows us a different access to our families instead of that informal phone call, message, maybe even email. We're now coming out visiting the homes, or we'll meet you at Starbucks or wherever we can meet you to meet those needs. And once that trust is built, I mean, we can go to some different levels.
It's got to be different depending on the school and the age group. I mean, you're in middle school, so the kids are older compared to Karen over here, Karen Evans, whose kids are much younger. So this has got to be weighed somewhat differently in approach, doesn't it?
I'm not sure. I think the approach itself is going to work from K through 12, because once again, we start with relationships. And so the trust is being built and the buy-in is there. And we found that we've had more requests to become a part of the program than anything. Once you hear the testimonials from teachers, from students, from parents, we have a lot of parents that say, hey, well, why didn't you visit my home? Or when can we set that up? Mm-hmm. And so I think that it would help, you know, across the board, just because of the relationship piece and the buy-in and, you know.
One of the things I'm thinking of is middle school kids being a little bit older, sometimes a little harder to handle.
Definitely. You know, they are a challenge. And, you know, and this helps us meet those challenges and get a better understanding of those challenges.
Tell your story about the two science teachers.
Right. We did an unintentional study, but we had one science teacher that was all in, and she was able to conduct a lot of visits, and then one that wasn't able. And so when we looked at their homework participation, one teacher had 90% homework participation, and the other, you know, it didn't compare. And so we go back to those relationships. Our students, once you visit them and, hey, you came to my house, and they make that connection with that teacher, they don't want to let them down, and they buy in and give them an opportunity to impart the knowledge that they have upon them. So just with that, we use that to springboard and to encourage all of our other teachers to just give it a try, because, you know, there are some reservations, and teachers are working hard. You know, they're doing a lot of things. And so this is more work. However, it will allow them to do their jobs a lot easier and more seamlessly. You know, we can get parents, you know, to reinforce what we're doing at school, and it just makes the process easier.
Karen, Evan, same. This is the way it works for you.
Well, we find that parents, of course, want to see their children successful, but sometimes they don't know exactly what to do, how to help, how to get involved. Well, when the teacher comes in and said, well, this is what we're working on, this is what we need you to help us do, and so forth and so on, that gives them a feeling of involvement in their children's education. The grades go up. The attendance goes up. The tardiness stops. We've had teachers to give parents alarm clocks. We want him here. We've told them how much they miss when they're tardy, when they're late, when they're not there at school. The parents are evolving and understanding how important it is to come to school on time and every day. And they just appreciate the partnership that they have with the teachers.
Karen? We urge the teachers to take the attendance and the tardiness record with them on the visit. Mm. And moms and dads, grandmothers, well, my child's missed 8 days already?
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize. Yeah. The days add up and the tardiness adds up. And once they see it, there's no shame, no blame. There is no shame and no blame in all of homeworks. It's about being partners. But once they see it, wow. They want to change behavior.
Exactly. Sometimes when you're a teacher, you're assuming that certain things go on in a home or the living conditions are a certain way. But once you make a home visit, you know for sure. We've gone to home visits where we didn't see any furniture. This child is coming to school, and we didn't know. So we will contact Homeworks. They will contact the appropriate partnerships, people that they have partnerships with, and we've been able to provide beds, tables, chairs, couches, whatever they need to make that home comfortable and to make that child successful academically. They've come in 100% and helped us out.
You can see when a kid comes to school and doesn't have a coat, you can see the problem.
Yes.
Right there, but you can't see that there's no furniture.
Exactly.
In the home.
Some of those misconceptions just go up in smoke because some of the teachers look at the children coming to school and think, what's going on at home? What kind of parents does that child have? Mm-hmm. And the parents are home thinking, those teachers are up there just getting a paycheck. And when they meet and when the parent sees how much that teacher loves that child and knows so much, and when the teacher sees the mom how much she or he cares, and she's just trying to keep the lights on and food on the table, it's just the misconceptions go up, and they do become partners.
And in some of what we found is some of our parents, we had about 30% that we were not seeing on a regular basis. And we have some hardworking parents, and some of them are working several jobs. And so this also allows our parents the opportunity for us to meet them when we can. If they're working third shift, we'll make sure that we schedule a visit that's, you know, appropriate for them, so that sure. we can meet them and help them get connected. Even though they're working those two jobs, they still, you know, should be connected. So we're doing that with this program as well.
I've got a couple of other nuts and bolts questions I want to ask, and we'll do that in a moment. We have to take a break. We're talking about the HomeWorks program, which brings teachers from the schools into the homes of their students so that they can all get to know each other better, and it really, really enhances the learning process. We have certainly learned that over our discussions today and in the past. My guest in studio, Karen Kalish, the founder and CEO of HomeWorks. Chancey Granger is the principal at South East Middle School in the Hazelwood School District, and Karen Evans is a teacher at the Patrick Henry Elementary School in St. Louis. Have to take that break. We'll do that now and back in a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Now back to our guests, Karen Kalish, Chauncey Granger, and Karen Evans. Karen Kalish, let me come back to you just to clarify a couple of things. Who chooses the teachers? Who chooses the students that the teachers will work with? How does that work?
The school chooses the teachers. I start at the top with the superintendent. Superintendent likes it. I go talk to principals that he or she designates. The principals then say, yes, I want you to come talk to my faculty. And then we see who's in. Some teachers do not want to do this. And some teachers would love to do it, but they've got elderly parents, little kids at home, getting another degree. They don't have time for anything, much less going to do visits. But then we've got the rest of them who say, I got to do this. I'm teaching my heart out. And without the parents, the child's not going to make it. So the schools decide who's going to do the visits. The priority kids are the ones who are below grade level, have an attendance issue, a behavior issue, a tardiness issue, ELL, or kindergarten and first grade who didn't have pre-K. And then we urge the schools, anyone new coming to school, do a home visit to make them feel included. Or if a parent of a child who's doing well requests one, absolutely go. There could be a bullying issue or a divorce or an illness going on. But we really want to take the kids who are below grade level and get them up so that they are proficient or advanced and can go on and be productive members of society.
Chauncey, how do you approach the child? In this particular situation, you've decided this child needs the kind of help we're talking about. Tap him on the shoulder and say, this is what we'd like to do?
Well, we're looking at it from a holistic point of view. Some of our students are coming in with some external factors that are prohibiting them from doing well in school. And so once we get out to those homes, we see a different picture. And like it was stated earlier by Karen, once we get out there, we can see, okay, how can we help the families? Whether it's weatherization or if you need a coat, or we can refer them to other services that will help the family. If we help the family, we're going to help the student be able to make school a priority. Oftentimes, you know, if there are certain challenges going on at home, it's hard for students to really focus once they get to school. And so from this approach, we can get other services in that can help the families, and then the kid is a lot more comfortable and more prepared for learning.
But a letter goes out saying, we have this wonderful new program, we'll be calling you for an appointment, and then either the teachers or people in the office call to make the appointment. Some of the parents do not want you in their homes, and when we hear no, we hear yes, because we want to meet with them in the library, the community center, somewhere else, in hopes of getting in the home. The letter, the two teachers get together to decide what they're going to say positive about that child on that first visit and then make the visit. Right. So it goes those steps.
Karen Evans, what about parent resistance?
We have very little parent resistance. We actually have parents asking us, when can I be a part of that program? We are a neighborhood school, so we're in walking distance for the majority of our students anyway. So our teachers have a relationship, but this is a more formal approach to put a united front in place to make sure that the teachers and the parents understand that we're working together for the growth of this child's academic career and the importance of doing well in school.
You mentioned something before you went on the air, just one quick second. And that was school accreditation has been restored in the city of St. Louis.
And hooray.
Hooray. But you had indicated that you think that this program is at least in part responsible for
that. I think HomeWorks is a small little puzzle piece that fit into the overall plan that our superintendent had in place already for the success of this district. But with the parent and teacher relationship, that enhanced our academics. It enhanced our attendance in school. It cut down on the tardiness. Our school has grown more than most schools in our district, and it's because the word gets around. Parents, hey, put your kid in Patrick Henry. Those teachers care. They come to your house. They talk to you. So we're doing, it's more of a marketing thing, But it's in all actuality, it's a situation that's working very well for us.
Jones, I know you wanted to say something. I'm sorry.
And I can connect to what Karen is saying. Mm-hmm. If we go back to resistance, we had some resistance the first year. However, when we had our family dinner, when we invited all of the families out, some of the parents, we purposefully invited some of the parents that weren't participating in the program. And so we gave teachers and students and parents that were participating an opportunity to give a quick testimonial of the effectiveness of the program. And at the end of that meeting, we had so many requests that it was amazing, and we were able to build upon that, and it just helped. And so it is, in essence, a marketing strategy, and it just gives us more access to our parents so that they can see that we truly care and we're about helping.
I asked about resistance because I imagine there are some cases where mm-hmm. parents are maybe embarrassed mm-hmm. to have people come into their homes.
Or afraid that you're meddling or yeah. what you may see is not what they want you to see. And that's where the trust building sure. comes into play. And once they feel that they trust you, they are more open to sharing some of the challenges, and then we can connect them with a resource. So it just helps.
Okay. I have a testimonial from a parent that said, I did not want any teachers coming to my house. I don't have much, and I was scared what they might think and who they would tell. But Jamal kept asking me. He wanted his teacher and the gym teacher to come, so I said okay. His behavior is better at home since the home visit, and he's doing better at school. I'm so glad I said yes. Okay. And we hear that over and over. I have to mention money. We pay, we pay the teachers. This is over and above the call of duty. So they get paid $25 for every visit. And we split that with the school district. So they pay one and we pay one. Mm-hmm. But we pay for everything else. We pay for the dinners. We pay for the transportation to get to the dinners. We pay for the evaluation. We pay for everything else.
And where does that money come from?
And that comes from fabulous people and corporations in our community. Centene, Express Scripts, Ameren, Emerson, Boeing, Dana Brown, Trio, Cy Foundation. People have been so generous, but when they hear parents and teachers getting together, how much you want?
Yeah. You have a website, and I'm sure people who want to become involved somehow, either that way financially or in any way, they can get what they need through that.
And I can't thank the donors enough for believing sure. how important this is.
We'll put a link to your website on ours at stlpublicradio.org. Karen Evans, go ahead.
Okay. we have a lot of students in our school that are in transition. So when you say parent resistance, sometimes it's because of the living conditions.
When you say transition, you mean homeless?
Homeless, yes. Mm-hmm. So we have met parents at McDonald's, at the library. But when we find out they're in transition, that's also an opportunity to shine a light on that particular family to give them some help and the services that they need.
It's hard to believe in 21st century America that there are as many homeless school children as there are. And there are a lot of them in the city, I know.
A lot of them.
Vishon wanted us to come and do home visits. And so I said, well, how are you going to decide which students you want to visit? And they said, we're going to ask them. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what high school student wants their parents and their teachers to know each other?
Sure.
100 hands went up.
Wow.
They wanted, and they have 45% homeless at Vishon. So we've had wonderful success at Vishon. Isn't that?
It's amazing. How many kids and, therefore, parents have gone through this program in your 8 years?
You know, we don't have all the data from that. I can tell you that last year we did 3,675 home visits. So we want to do first visits and second visits. They're both visits. The second visit is so important, and we can't guarantee the results without both visits, the relationship, and then discussing the academics.
We have a caller who wants to talk about the two-visit aspect of this. Harvey is joining us from Chesterfield. Harvey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. And Karen Kalish, it sounds like you've got another great initiative going.
Hi, Harvey Ferdman.
Hello. And thank you for your ongoing service to our various communities. It's stunning that you can get this much accomplished with just two visits. I can you elaborate on that a little bit more? I find that really quite impressive and hard to believe.
You mean it's just so few visits?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you want to say something, Karen? Go.
Well, the two visits are actually two visits that are mandatory in the HomeWorks program that the teachers get paid for. There are visits in between, especially at our school, because we're in walking distance from the parents. But we have two official home visits that are requirement, that is a requirement within the HomeWorks program. But there are many more visits based upon the needs of the student.
And then those two visits, they lead to much more engagement from parents in general. It leads to an increase in our parent-teacher conferences, in our informal visits that we have, just check-ins. They lead us to better connection, a higher percentage of our parents. And so that's just the starting point, the two visits.
So they open the door.
And it mm-hmm. yeah, it creates the access for parents. And it's led us to many more parent-teacher conference visits. So
And teachers having their phone calls taken.
Mm-hmm.
But before, they would not get their phone calls taken.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do this over a five-year period. We will hold the hands of a school. We'll stay there for 5 years mm-hmm. until it really takes hold. So in Maplewood, Richmond Heights, for example, where we were for 4 years, it is mandatory there. And every kindergarten, second, fourth, sixth, and ninth grader, and everybody new, gets a visit. And that's the way it's done.
Is it only for one school year that you're working with these children and these parents? Is it for
we
the
stay
5 years?
We stay for 5 years.
For the 5 years.
We stay. We will stay for 5 years. And let me just tell you where we are. We're all the way out in Columbia. Mm-hmm. We're in DeSoto. We're in Hazelwood, Parkway, Rittner, St. Louis Public Schools, and Warrenton. And we're adding SIUE Head Start across the river, Wentzville, more in Columbia, more in Rittner, Clayton. One of the elementary schools wants us to help them with their home visits in Clayton. So we are growing.
Clearly, you are. You know, one of the questions that I have, though, and I understand what you're doing and how you're doing it, starting with the kindergartners, if you will, and right. What about the preschool? I mean, we're hearing so much about the need to get kids and families going before they ever get to school.
From day one.
From day one, right. The brain is building, and you can work with it from day one.
And you know, there's this wonderful home visit program called Parents as Teachers,
yeah.
which is birth to three.
Right.
We start in early childhood, elementary, middle school, and high school.
Mm.
But the sooner the better. And as I explained before, when we go in and there's a second two-year-old or a one-year-old, we talk to the mom, dad, grandmother about what to do with them, the reading, the talking, the playing, the singing.
Yeah. You showed me a chart that I think is really fascinating and very important for parents. You know, none of us knows how to parent other than the fact we remember how we were parented. But there aren't that many books out there really on how to be a good parent, I'll say, that are read at least. But this chart that you have tells parents where the kids should be at various stages of their young lives.
From birth all the way through 12th grade, and it's all the boxes. It looks sort of like the game Candyland.
Mm-hmm.
And in each box are four or five points that have a critical thinking skill, problem solving, a language, and a math, just to give the parents a tip of the iceberg of what they should be doing at that level to be able to go on to the next level. Do you have success with the Cradle to Career?
Oh,
and it's
yes.
on our website.
Yes. We have preschoolers who come in, and when they're in preschool, when they start kindergarten, they know their letters, they know their sounds, and they're prepared to start reading.
Hmm.
If a child is not in preschool and just start school at kindergarten, well, the majority of them don't know their letters, and so they're behind mm-hmm. already. So I'm a reading specialist, and I have to spend 2 to 3 months just teaching the alphabet and just mm-hmm. getting them prepared to start reading. But when they have preschool and the beginning classes prior to kindergarten, it really helps in a child's education.
Mm-hmm. One other item I just have to mention, I feel I do anyway, and that is teachers going into some of these homes and some of these neighborhoods, that can be a challenge.
Always pairs.
Mm-hmm.
We in the daylight.
Mm-hmm.
It's when the mom, dad, grandmother can do it. And we give them a lot of training about if they are in a situation that they're not comfortable in on how mm-hmm. to handle that. And they hold up their cell phone and say, oh, my gosh, I have an emergency at home. I have to go. We have to reschedule. I'm having such a good time.
Mm-hmm.
The other teacher is not allowed to say what's wrong. and out they go, and then take care of it. And who should they call? Karen at Patrick Henry, they had shootings in that neighborhood. So we brought the police together with the teachers. And you want to take it from
and
there?
The police promised us more of a police presence around our school. Mm-hmm. We go in pairs. We have home visit blitzes. We will meet and have half-price appetizers together after we make our home visits. But we always go in pairs. And since we're a neighborhood school, we might have a parent that has a child in three different classes. Maybe three teachers go at the same time. But it works very well. And when Karen called the police department to come in and meet with us, and so we can give our parents, our teachers were just afraid to cross the street at that particular time. But now we have a police presence. The police offered, we'll just ride with you if you need for us to take you. But, of course, we didn't want that because that would turn parents off. That's not the kind of visual we want to have. So since we have the police coming around every now and then when we need them, we have a relationship, but it's not needed. That was just a one-time incident that happened.
Well, Chauncey, there's an extra benefit there, and that is that it also gives the kids an opportunity maybe to see a police officer in a somewhat different light.
Definitely.
And that's an important part of our urban life mm-hmm. today.
Definitely. Yeah. And we've been fortunate. We haven't had any incidents. And, you know, we, once again, we'll meet you in the community if it's the McDonald's or if it's, mm-hmm. you know, Starbucks or wherever is a central location. We're willing to do that. And it just makes everyone comfortable.
Sure. I often bring up race because it's an issue in everything, especially
sure.
in St. Louis. 85% of teachers in America are white. 85% of teachers in America are women. And I urge the faculties, think carefully about who you're going to take with you. If it's possible, take someone who looks like the person on the other side of the screen door.
Mm-hmm.
It will build that sure. relationship faster. I am not saying that two white people cannot do an incredible job of home visits. They have. Oh, my gosh. But just think carefully about the other person on the other side of the screen door and have someone. Has that ever been an issue at either of your schools?
I think once our parents and our kids see that you care, I mean, you know, it's not an issue. That connection is there, and, you know, that intrinsic motivation, they can see that you truly are vested into, you know, the future of their child. And so we haven't, I think that's the biggest point that we've gotten out of this, is that, you know, the parents and the kids, the trust, you know, just from the motivation to come out to my home, I mean, that impresses a lot of
families.
You know
that saying, parents don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
And it's true. It's true.
Yeah, and the issue of race, that has its advantage too. Of white people and African-American people getting together, maybe for the first time really to have a conversation, that builds trust in more ways than one.
So when we go into a school district, we really want to go in and do the whole model, the 2-2-2. But two school districts have asked us just to come in and teach them how to do home visits and then leave.
Yeah.
And so we will do that. We'll do both. We'll come in and train you on how to make an effective home visit because we know how to do that, or we will come in and train everybody and get the data and stay with you and hold your hand until it takes hold.
We've got to put a final line on this. Let me get a final thought from each one of you about something you want folks to take away from this discussion. Chauncey?
I think I just want our parents to be more informed that, you know, there are some awesome resources out there for them, and we want to make sure that they have access to that. And most resources lead to others, and so mm-hmm. this program has helped us to point families in the right direction, whether it was relative to academics or if we had to just help them with some needs at home. And so just be open and give it a try, because it's definitely, holistically, it's good for our families and for our children.
Karen Kalish, do you want to put a final point on this?
I want to thank Chauncey and Karen and our 300 teachers this year that are doing home visits for being our partners in this critical work. Without the parents, the families, the guardians, the children are not going to make it. And so to become partners and co-educators together is so crucial for our community and the wider community.
Yeah. If kids don't make it, you know, you have dropouts, you have crime, you've got a whole different set of problems to deal with. Karen Evans, how about you? A final point?
Representing hardworking teachers of America. Yeah. Homeworks has really come in at a really good time in St. Louis Public Schools. As you know, we have received our accreditation again.
Hooray.
Hooray, hooray. And again, Homeworks has provided a small puzzle piece in that plan for our climb to accreditation. It's the relationship between parents and teachers far transcends race. Race is out of the window when you care about a child. The parents welcome you in because you both have the same goal, the success of that child. So if you're a parent listening and someone approaches you about the Homeworks program, please participate. It'll benefit all concerned.
I'll tell folks, by the way, we're having Dr. Adams, Kelvin Adams, superintendent, on our program tomorrow, who will talk more about this and other things about the accreditation. Karen Kalish, thank you so much. Great to see you once again. Chauncey Granger, thank you for being with us. Continued success out there at your school. And Karen Evans, same to you. Thank you all so much for being with us and for the work you're doing with Homeworks. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio 90.7. KWMU.